This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm not going to really speculate on that yet. Obviously, as it, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you want to be valued by the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm going to continue to be, you know what I mean? And at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
That's Terry McLaurin. I guess he's suggesting the point of no return is when he'd ask for a trade. He hasn't done that yet. But he is officially holding out. He didn't show up, didn't take a physical today. So the big question, would they beat the clock? No. Would he show up? Also, no. Jay Gruden was the head coach of the then Redskins when they drafted Terry McLaurin and dialed up the 75-yard post for a touchdown to McLaurin in his first ever game with the team. And he joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Jay, it's good to talk to you again, man. Happy end of the offseason. How you been?
Been good. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad everybody's doing well. A little controversy to start the season. You got to love it.
Well,
that's how we do it.
We'd gone a long while around here without anything, and now we got Trump tweeting about changing the name back to Redskins. We got the stadium deal hitting a bit of a snag, and Terry McLaurin's not at camp. So it feels like old times around these parts.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You got to have a little something to talk about. It keeps you guys employed.
This is true. That's a very good point. Are you surprised? I mean, you know Terry better than we do. He's always been such a team guy, such an anti-diva. Now he's got himself in this business situation here where he's holding out. Are you surprised it's gotten to this point? It feels like the market is kind of set. We know what he should be getting.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. You know, I look at what he's done and what he's accomplished, not only on the field but off the field. He's a dependable, accountable guy. He's produced. He had 13 touchdowns last year, and I know Jaden likes to throw to him. And, you know, what I look at is if you take him off this roster, this makes this receiving core very average to below average. And you're counting on Debo coming off injuries. Noah Brown's coming off an injury. Luke McCaffrey, who's, you know, they're obviously a little disappointed in him. Chris Moore, I don't even know who that is. Jalen Lane only had 36 catches at Virginia Tech. I mean, Michael Gallup coming off an injury. He's an older guy. So now you're looking at a way below average receiving core without him. So I don't know what the holdup is. I would try to get him in as soon as possible, and that would have been about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or a month ago, whatever it might be.
What do you think the team is thinking? Like, what's their angle on this?
You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes when you get new ownership or new general managers, they like to build their own team with their own players. You brought in Debo Samuel. They traded for Laremy Tunsil. They drafted Jaden Daniels. They want to make it their – they want to put their stamp on the roster and out with the old and in with the new. You know, there's some truth to that. But sometimes you got to keep the good players around. You know, when I got a job with Washington, I had to make sure we kept Trent Williams. That's for damn sure. Ryan Kerrigan and some of those leftover guys from Coach Shanahan. Hell, you know, we had a lot of turnover, but you got to keep the good ones. And Terry – is a very productive and a great guy and a good team leader. So I don't know what the holdup is.
Is there something to be said for, he's going to be 30, and he probably wants a 4 or 5 year deal, whatever it is, and they're going, most of the guys that get paid elite money at that position at 30, it ends up being a bad contract. You know, if he's looking for 32 or 33 million, that it's smart business not to do that. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, there's some truth to that for sure. But you have to look at the roster right now for the next couple of years, 2 to 3 years. Are you better with him or without him? I mean, can you function without him? I mean, he is such a productive player, such a weapon. I just feel like it drops down the receiving talent core on this roster considerably without him. You're counting on an injured Debo Samuel coming in to be in the workhorse. Noah Brown, like I mentioned before, I just think that you're still going to get 3-4 good years out of Terry. He's going to keep himself in great shape. He's going to be able to run. I think he'd be ultra productive, and I think it'd be silly. But I do understand that argument on the other side of it. But I think Terry's a different cat. I think Terry's a guy that will continue to perform and play well and run fast for a long time.
Jay, put your scouting hat on here. What is Terry McLaurin right now, and what is he not? Like, what do people not get right about him? But then what do you think he is in terms of as a receiver? Strengths, weaknesses, everything in between?
He's an explosive player. He's got excellent hands. You know, he's not a conventional type receiver that does the acrobatic stuff, but he tracks the ball extremely well. He can run by people. He's physical after the catch. He will block as a blocker, which is very important in the running game. They have two receivers now, three really, with Brown, McLaurin, and Debo Samuel, that all be physical at the point of attack in the running game, which is important for the bubble screens, the release screens, the inside zones, the outside zones, all that stuff. So he is a guy that does it all. Now, is he not a guy in the slot, can run option routes? No, he's probably not that guy, but on the outside, he can run all the route tree combinations, and he can run by you, and that's very important to take the top off. And you open up things for, you know, for Zach Ertz and Debo coming underneath. So you got to have that guy that's productive and can really hurt you with the deep ball and scare the hell out of defenses. And he's the guy that can do that.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny. So looking at the AAVs at wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, highest paid at 40.2. Justin Jefferson, best receiver in the league at 35. CeeDee Lamb's at 34. DK Metcalf, just paid by Pittsburgh, 33. Garrett Wilson was paid last week, a lot younger than Terry, 32.5. And then you've got like Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Tyreek Hill, all at 30. The one report that's out there from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN is that the Commanders aren't close to $30 million, and they're offered a McLaurin. And we've all kind of assumed the market for him right now is like 31 to 33 in that range. If it's true that they're not close to 30, what does that tell you? Is it possible that they just don't think he's really a number one? Could they think that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
They could think that. They could think that maybe they're just bracing themselves for a couple years from now, Jaden Daniels' contract, and they're trying to make sure that they take care of that guy first. But it doesn't make any sense. I don't put Terry up there with those guys that you mentioned, the first two or three guys, Jamar Chase and Justin, just because they do so much as far as inside, outside, red zone, all that stuff. Those guys are total receivers. Terry is an excellent player. I think he should be in the $30, $28 million range. And hopefully Terry understands that too. Terry's got he's in a great spot right now. And he's got a great quarterback. He's in a great location. The fans love him. You know, sometimes you might want to take just a little bit less, Terry, just a little bit, not a whole lot, but to play at a place that really wants you and you can really grow at the quarterback. And you don't want to go somewhere without a quarterback. It's no fun. So I would try to do everything I could if I was Terry McLaurin to try to get this deal done to play with Jaden.
Jay, for all your years as a head coach, coordinator, assistant coach, everything in between, what was it like when there was a guy that everybody was counting on that wasn't there? Like, what's that like at training camp or, meeting rooms, et cetera? It's an elephant in the room, but you can't address it because the guy's not there. Like, how did that work?
Yeah, it's not good. You know, Trent Williams went through that, five games before I got fired. You're counting on a left tackle that protects the quarterback's blind side. And instead of Trent, you're going with 38-year-old Donald Penn. And now you have to prepare to chip and put people over there. Donald did a great, admirable job, but he was 38 and he's no Trent Williams. So it's a totally different dynamic. And then you count on guys like Jordan Reed who are hurt in the concussion protocol. He'll be fine. And then Friday he's out and you're planning your game plan for these players and they're not there. And it's frustrating. It's very difficult to prepare a game plan when you're just not sure who's going to be playing on Sunday, who's going to walk through the door. Left tackle's a little bit easier. You kind of protect them a little bit with tight ends and chips and all that stuff. But when you're talking about receivers and tight ends, and quarter, it's difficult.
Jay, what's your philosophy on occasionally paying a little bit of a tax just to do right by a guy that means a lot to you? Or maybe even just to avoid a distraction or negativity? And maybe you could tell me it really doesn't matter that much. It doesn't affect the actual work getting done. You guys sit down with the media for a few minutes a day and otherwise don't think about it. But I'm thinking about the idea that, yes, Adam Peters' job is to not hand out any bad contracts, right? Let's not overpay him. Let's not give out a bad deal. But at the same time, the way that this has worked over the years, it's been hellacious here for a while. And Terry was kind of the light in the night. Like, he was the lighthouse, so to speak. And he was the face during some of the worst Snyder stuff and controversies and turmoil. I got guys working on the show here who are 25, 26 years old saying he's their favorite player on the team in history. And I know you can't just shell out Monopoly money because people like a guy. I'm not suggesting that. But is there something to be said for A, not starting training camp with a self-made controversy, and B, maybe he is a $28 million guy, but we're going to give him $31 million because he's our Mount Rushmore guy of this era, and there's a price for that. Like, how do you factor that in?
You're 100% right, and there are certain guys you want on your team, and you pay a little bit extra because of what they bring to the table, not only from a production standpoint, which we all know he's produced. He's been productive. He's a great player. Teams fear carries deep ball threat and ability. And then you throw the fact that he's a team leader. You know, he's 2-year captain of Ohio State. That's why we fell in love with him. And he's had an unbelievable Senior Bowl. And he came in and just puts his nose to the grindstone. He just works his ass off every single day. He's dependable. He's accountable. He's everything you want in a player. He's a great person. He's a leader. This guy is going to make the young players better. He's going to make Jalen Lane better. He's going to make Ja'Cory Brooks, whoever they have, Luke McCaffrey. He's going to make these guys better. And that's what you want on your football team. He's going to make the defensive backs better. They're going to compete in practice. It's going to make a very competitive training camp. And guys like that that work hard, that are dependable, you do want them on your team. And it might cost you a few more million, so be it. Let's do it.
How do you think this ends?
I think Washington has got to figure out a way to get it done. I really do. I think Adam's got to figure out a way to get this thing done. Like I mentioned before, you take Terry off this receiving core, and all of a sudden this offense goes from one of the top offenses in the NFC to pretty average. Jaden Daniels is unbelievable. We got that. But we need some better weapons now. We got to have some weapons. You know, Zach Ertz is a little bit older. You know, Austin Eckler's a little bit older. Debo's coming off an injury. Noah Brown can't really run. Luke McCaffrey has been a disappointment. You know, they got a rookie Jalen who wasn't really productive in college. So who is he going to throw to? They need Terry. They got to pay Terry. He's a great guy. He's a great player. Pay the man his money, man.
Pay that man his money. Jay, thank you, buddy. It's good catching up. Hopefully we talk soon and enjoy the start of camp time here. I know you'll be busy cranking out content.
You got it. Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, buddy. It.
There's Jay Gruden, our guy, former head coach here in the nation's capital, talking about one of his former pupils, Terry McLaurin. You can react to that next, 800-636-1067. Also, what Adam Peters said today about the Von Miller edition seems like this was in their plans all along. We'll explain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.